hello. This is Dr. Eve Ag, and I am with Kim Hodes, the Kitchen Table CEO, and we will be talking today about time management secrets for vibrant motherhood. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Kim. Kim Hodes is the Kitchen Table CEO. She is also the author of Show Up, Be Bold, Play Big, 33 Strategies for Outrageous Success and Lasting Happiness from a former stay-at-home mom who built a seven-figure business from her kitchen table. Kim, I want to thank you so much for coming here today and sharing these valuable time management secrets for vibrant motherhood with us.
Thank you so much, Eve. I am absolutely thrilled to be here. And hello to all you new mamas or mamas-to-be.
So, Kim, can you please tell us a little bit about your motherhood journey and how you became a time management expert for women and for moms?
You bet. I would love to. As we told you, I'm Kim Hodes, so hello again, everyone. And my motherhood journey began 25 years ago with my first child, and I have since been blessed with four more. So I am the mother of five, and I had my first four in 5 years. So my first four were boom, 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 little stair steps. And then I have a big nine-year gap in my little caboose. I've got three girls and two boys, and I've also had the joy of, I started out as a working mom. I was teaching school when I had my first three. And then when my fourth came along, I decided I really had my own preschool at home. I didn't need to go outside the house to teach anymore. So I left formal teaching to go home. I didn't waste any time creating another full-time job for myself. But so I got to be a stay-at-home mom for 7 years, and that was just a beautiful time in my life. And then I decided I was ready to go back to work a few years after my youngest was born. And that, I love being a working mom, too. So I've gotten to experience both. And they both really have their blessings. They both have their challenges. And I want to promise you that whatever your situation, the information that I'm going to share with you today will work. It'll work if you're a stay-at-home mom. It'll work if you're a, you know, working mom. So I'm just thrilled to be able to get to share a little bit of my information with you. When I went back to work, the reason I'm the kitchen table CEO is that I started my business at my kitchen table part-time and then was able to grow it organically in a way that really worked around my family. And so to me, the kitchen table is kind of my desk and, you know, the center of our family. I'm going to share with you some information on meal planning later in the call, because we eat together as a family almost every night, and I cook almost every night. We are not one of those families that does the drive-through or eats out a lot. And that was really important to me. I had that growing up, and it was central to my childhood, and I wanted that for my children. So it's, you know, it's been a journey, and all the secrets I'm going to share with you today are tried and true by me with, again, like I said, having a large family, having four kids right in a row, being a stay-at-home mom, and then as they got a little bit older and my little guy came along, you know, integrating how you work family around a career. So it's been a fun journey, and I'm excited to share with you some of the things I've learned.
Well, thank you so much. We're really excited to hear, because I know you've got so many great strategies. And I would just love to hear, what is the first thing that we need to do to be successful with time management as mothers?
Well, I think one of the first things is again, looking at time management a little bit more holistically. It's time management, it's resource management, it's energy management, you know, personal energy management. And so one of the first things I really want to touch on, because I think it's so critical, is our mindset, our, you know, kind of our thinking strategies about time management. Again, I know there are going to be women on the call who this is their first child, and then women on the call who already have a few children. And so there are going to be some different adjustment issues when the new baby comes along. But I think the first thing that we all as mothers need to let go of is, you know, that attachment of, you know, to our productivity. I've got to get this done today and this done today and this done today. You know, there's just going to be days when you're not going to get done what you want to get done. And it's just kind of letting go of that and surrendering and realizing that's being in the flow and just knowing right now that once you have that little being in your life, lots of times their agenda takes over. And so just to be at ease and grace with, you know, sometimes I'm not going to get everything done that I want to get done. And one of the things that comes along with that, too, that I think is a really powerful lesson for us to learn as mothers is to allow people to help you. To realize as we're looking at time, resource, and energy management that you do not have to do everything yourself. I'm reminded of a story when I had the four kids, and the oldest was five, and I had a three-and-a-half-year-old and a two-year-old and a one-year-old. One of my children was really ill, and my friends were all like, you know, is there anything we can do to help? And I remember it was a stormy night, and one of the older kids was sick, and I needed ginger ale. My husband was gone. I don't remember if he was traveling, and I just needed something for the kids to help settle their stomach. And I called one of my friends and said, you know, you said if there's anything that you could do to call you, and so I'm calling and asking, would you run to the store and get me some ginger ale and bring it by? And she was, you know, absolutely, I would be thrilled to. And I remember seeing her. We since moved from that place. And when we came back to visit, I remember seeing her like 10 years later. And she said, you know, I'll never forget that night that you called me to bring you ginger ale. I was so happy I could do something to help you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, people really do want to help you. And you've got this new baby, and so many of us are so used to being able to do it on our own. And I think especially as a new mother, and I had all five cesarean sections, so, you know, that can add another layer if that ends up, you know, being your journey as well. But to really just allow people to help you, it is a benefit to them as well as to you. It makes them feel like they're a part of the process. So I think that's a really critical piece as well.
It really is. It's such a huge shift that we can make to really receive that assistance. And like you said, it makes it more meaningful for everyone, and it certainly really helps women at whatever stage you're at with motherhood to receive that help and that assistance.
Yes. Yes.
So now I know in your book that you have some really great strategies for creating more success and happiness that apply to time management that would help mothers. So I would love it if you feel comfortable sharing some of that with us.
Oh, I would love to. There's two in particular that I thought of as I thought about, you know, new motherhood and got to go back to that, you know, such sweet, tender place in my life and think about, you know, what was it that I would have loved to have heard, what would have helped me at, when I was at that place of new motherhood. And one of my strategies is just say yes. Just say yes. It's not about saying no. It's about saying yes to those things that really matter to you. If you can keep your focus on yes, in this moment, what's best for me, what's best for my baby, what's best for my family, you'll be able to easily say yes to those things that matter. And so I just encourage you to really keep that mindset, that openness of saying yes. And those things that you don't want to say yes to, they'll fall away. But just really laser beam focused in on what's going to be best for me, for my baby, for my family in this moment. And then just say yes to those things.
That's really important.
Yeah, and the other one is one of the last strategies in my book is about celebrating all successes. You know, as we get older and more accomplished, you know, gosh, you know, people get excited when they get a brand new, I don't know, car, or they get a huge promotion with a huge raise. And we've forgotten sometimes to celebrate those little things. And so I think this precious time in motherhood, especially when you're trying to readjust to either a first baby or another baby in the household, is to celebrate all those little things. You know, you put three things down on a to-do list and you get one done. Yay! You know, yay! I can remember there were days when I had four little ones at home. Like, if I got a shower, it was a victory.
Well, I was going to say, I remember a girlfriend of mine, and this was after her first child, so she just had one baby at home. But she would say that. She would say, you know what? I feel by the end of the day, if I've taken a shower, I've had huge success today.
Yeah.
So that really is important to celebrate.
I mean, there are days I'm an early morning person where I can get up and get more done before everybody's awake than I do the whole rest of the day, and that's not necessarily what's good for a new mom. But we've got to readjust our thinking, and that's why I felt like this mindset piece was so important in the beginning, because some days, again, you know, you get your personal hygiene taken care of, that's a victory.
it is. And, you know, I think what's really nice to think about with this is as kids get a little older, what I noticed with my son once he was, you know, two or so, or even younger than that, and we were doing potty training, I realized we did it all through celebration. It was like we focused on success constantly to help him, you know, be excited about learning new things. But we as adults, you're right, we often only let ourselves celebrate the big things. So the more we can kind of get in that wonderful exuberance that children have and apply that to ourselves, because everyone's going to do that with their kids when they're teaching them new things. So do it for yourself, you know, celebrate the shower, celebrate, you know, whatever it is, or just celebrate not doing the shower and taking the time, you know, to rest, taking a nap. Like, that's a huge thing, especially for new mothers, or really mothers of any age, to celebrate really also putting your own needs as just as important, because they are really important for you to be able to be present and show up and mother the way you want. So celebrating all those things, that's a great reminder for us. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Now, I know you also talk about, in your book, Show Up, Be Bold, and Play Big, you also talk about a lot of great organizational strategies that can help with time management, right?
Absolutely, yes. And I offer anywhere from 60-minute to half-day time management course. And so I pulled out some of the real gems that I think will help new moms. And the first one is what I call batching. Batching is when you can batch tasks so that if there are tasks that you have to get done every day, if it's something you can put off and do all at once. I've got a great video on my Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/thekitchentableceo. But to kind of give you a synopsis of what batching is all about, like mail is a great example. Even though I'm on every stop junk mail list, I still every day have about an inch of mail in my box. And so what I do is I have a big bin, and I throw all that mail in the bin, and then I go through it one time a week. For me, when I go through mail, you know, I've got to pull out the stuff that I need to take and shred, all those credit card offers they send, even though I don't know how they do it because I'm on every do not mail list. But get those shredded, yes. And then, you know, the bills that I need to go file in my bills, and then the things that I need to take care of, and the coupons I want to put in my day timer so I have them with me when I'm shopping. And, you know, by the time I sort all that stuff, it takes 10 to 15 minutes. What I found is that if I do that just all at one time, I can go through all of that mail in about 20, 25 minutes, make one trip to the filing cabinet, one trip to the recycle bin, one trip to the shredder, and I've got it all done. And it may not sound like a lot, but something that takes 10 to 15 minutes a day, if you can batch it into even, let's say, 30 minutes a week, you've saved yourself 45 minutes. So it's, you know, laundry. And for me, I hate having a basket of laundry always sitting around that needs to be folded. It's almost like that mental clutter and makes me feel like there's some pressure. So I do laundry all in one day, and then I heap it up on the bed and fold it all at once. You know, you can have your baby right there with you and let her bask in the warmth of that last load out of the dryer. But again, sometimes if we can just find those little things and do them all at once. Now, you know, there are certain things you can't do that way. You cannot, like, wait to feed the dog just on Thursday.
That's very true. Or your children. You need to feed them several times a day.
Yeah, they're too loud. They'd let you know. But even like if, you know, if you're to the point where you're not breastfeeding any longer, or if there are moms out there that can't breastfeed, even like if you can kind of get all the bottles done at once so everything's ready when you need it. Having your diaper bag ready, you know, that was something that I can remember with my first baby. You know, I'd have a thing of Gestatin. Well, if I got ready to leave, I had to bring it with me. Well, you know what? Whatever you need, buy two. Have one in your diaper bag ready to go and one, you know, on the changing table at home.
But yes.
Yeah, just that mindset of what can I do to make my day flow easier and what tasks can I put together so that I can, you know, do them all at once and not have to try to repeat it. Because when we don't have kids or when we don't have a little one at home, we have more control over our schedule and our time. When there's a baby, you always don't. So freeing up 10, 15 minutes here or there can really make a big difference.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, as you talk about that, I also think it can make people feel just a lot more comfortable, because if you have all these little things to do and you're thinking, you know, all day long, oh, I need to do the laundry, I need to do the mail, or I need to do, you know, all these sorts of things, it can get really overwhelming. You know, if you do that every day, it's like all these different tasks that you have to get to. For a lot of moms, that is, it really creates a very strong sense of pressure. And so I think the strategy is fantastic, because the more you do that, then it's like, oh, you know, Sunday rolls around or whatever day you choose, and, oh, okay, I'm gonna go through the mail now or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and doing these, putting them, I'm guessing, like maybe putting them on different days sometimes. So, you know, each day has just a lot less things to do, and it doesn't build up that sense of overwhelming pressure, I would think. It sounds like a great strategy to just be able to have more fun and relax, which is really important during motherhood.
Absolutely, yes. That, I mean, I think that's the ultimate goal, to be able to be really present with your baby and your family, and, you know, to try to get some of these things off of your mind and your plate that you've got to do.
Oh, definitely.
Another great strategy is what I call living off peak. I have to laugh. I grocery shop Mondays around lunchtime. Mondays around lunchtime, I can tell you, ladies, there is nobody in the grocery store. Sunday night, you can't find a parking spot. Everybody's going to get stuff for the kids' lunches. And so if you can find those times when you can do things where it's not busy, it makes a huge difference. I can remember waking up early because the baby was up, and I, not being able to go back to sleep, and getting up and going grocery shopping at 6 in the morning, putting the baby back either, you know, in the crib or in bed with my husband. And before they were even awake again, I was home and had groceries. And so then that afternoon, I could take a nap or rest with the baby. So if there are things you can do off peak, you can do them so much quicker. And this is another good place to batch. If you've got errands, I mean, I always found, if you can afford it, you know, to hire somebody to come watch the baby for 2 hours, so number one, they don't have to go out and be exposed to all that stuff, and you can go Zoom and do all your errands at once. I always said I could get more done in 2 hours without the kids than I could in, you know, 8 hours with the kids. So sometimes it's worth it if you can, if you've got people who want to help you, give them the joy of getting to spend some one-on-one time with your baby, and you go get those things done so that you can be most efficient with your time and resources.
Exactly. And then it really, you know, I think especially when you have young children, even that time alone running errands actually feels really precious and freeing. So it's, you know, it is more relaxing.
Oh, yes, agreed. And you know what? It's way less expensive. I can remember when my kids were little, trying to take them all to the grocery store, and the things that I would get home with in my cart.
Exactly.
You cannot just say yes when you're in the grocery store with small children.
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
Well, you have given us so many great strategies for time management. I really just love everything you're telling us. This, I think it's going to be so helpful for everyone. I just want to check, is there anything else you would like to share?
I've got two things I want to share. I'll be real quick. The first one is about meal planning, because I think it's so crucial to, you know, my personal preference is to sit and eat as a family, but even if that's not possible, to have healthy, nutritious, home-cooked meals is so important. A couple of things. If you can plan your menus for the whole week, so sit down on Sunday night and look at what are we going to eat this week, and then if you can go grocery shopping one time so that you know for the whole rest of the week you have everything you need in your cupboards to make meals for the rest of the week. It just makes it so much more efficient. Another little tip there is to do all the hard part at one time. Like Monday night is my cooking night. So if I know I'm having tacos on Thursday, I'm in the kitchen Monday night, so I might go ahead and brown the meat up for tacos so that part's done. And if you're going to do chicken enchiladas on Wednesday, if you're in the kitchen cooking, go ahead and boil up the chicken so you've got the chicken cooked. So then all you've got to do is throw the enchiladas together. So, again, that's kind of that batching concept. I don't like to be in the kitchen a lot, but we still eat at home every night. So Monday night's my night that I kind of chunk off a few hours to really cook, and then I make sure that I've done the hardest part for the whole week. The other thing that's great is when you make something, make a double batch and then freeze one, because there'll be those days when you can't get anything done and you can just pull something out of the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and another thing to remember is we don't have to wait till 5 o'clock to start dinner. I can remember when I was a stay-at-home mom with all the little ones, sometimes by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd have my potatoes peeled and on the stove in a pot of water, knowing I'm not going to start them till 4:30 or 5. But, you know, you can start preparing because you never know, once everybody's home from school, if you've got older kids, you know, when things are going to ramp up.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. And then the last thing is when it comes to delegating, you know, lots of times we're used to being able to get everything done we want to ourselves. But when you're a mom and you're taking care of the baby, there are going to be times when you're going to need help from other people. And I have a great, I know we don't have time here, but I have a 10-minute video on my Facebook page, and there's a little worksheet that spells it out and gives the 7-step process. And so I want you all to feel free to go to facebook.com/thekitchentableceo. Look at that video, download that worksheet, and it'll walk you step by step. And I use an example of teaching my 16-year-old daughter how to make a spaghetti dinner. So it'll walk you step by step through how to really, you know, let people help you in a manner that things are getting done the way you'd like them to get done.
That sounds fantastic. That's so important. And, you know, for a lot of people, actually, if you are someone who works, a lot of times, a lot of women in the workplace feel uncomfortable delegating. So I bet that's something that's really helpful, not just at home, but also, you know, or even people who are volunteering. A lot of times, you know, if you're volunteering later on at your children's school or with various community organizations, knowing how to delegate well can save so much time. And again, it lets other people get involved and take a sense of ownership of whatever, you know, that is about. And that's really important for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming. I think you've shared so many valuable strategies for us. And I know I've learned a lot, and I hope everyone else has. And if you will you share your website? Because I bet you've got some really great information there that people would love as well.
I do. It's very easy, www.kimhodous.com, and that's KimHodous, kimhodous.com, and I've got all kinds of resources on there as well.
Fantastic. And I just wish everyone to have, you know, opportunities to try these different time management secrets so you can really free up time in your life so you can relax and enjoy life more and just have a really vibrant and wonderful motherhood experience. Thank you so much. And Kim, thank you so much for being here today. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.